News Talk ZB 2426. The huddle coming shortly. Vernon Tava and Bill Ralston tonight. Allegations around the treatment of interns at a major Wellington law firm are being labelled a wake-up call. Several female law students allegedly experienced sexually inappropriate behaviour while working at Russell McVeigh a couple of years ago. The firm launched an internal investigation, got rid of the staff involved. Police continue to have an open file on the matter. To talk about this, Law Society President Catherine Beck is with me, and good evening.
Good evening, how are you?
I'm very well. How widespread could this kind of behaviour be in the legal profession, do you believe?
Listen, it's hard to say how widespread this sort of behaviour is. I don't think the legal profession is any different from other professions or other parts of New Zealand workplaces. Sexual harassment is a problem within New Zealand workplaces, and the legal profession is no different.
We had a Wellington councillor who said sexual violence is endemic in the legal profession. Now, I don't know where she got that, but what's your take on that?
Well, I'm not sure who said it or where she got that either. I'm not aware of sexual violence being endemic in the legal profession. I would hope that if there are incidents of sexual violence, people speaking out about them and doing something about them, that is completely unacceptable. And if that was the case, that would cause me grave concern.
Yes, it was Fleur Fitzsimons, a Wellington councillor. I don't know where that came from either, and I don't know where the evidence is to back that up. But changes have been made, as I understand it, to the Clark program. Is that correct?
What has happened with the Law Clerk program, in particular in Victoria, at Victoria University and in Wellington, is that they've developed a transition to work program and put some supports in for interns that are moving into the large law firms. Of course, they're employees of the law firms once they're there. And as I understand it, Russell McVeigh has also put in place some extra support, some training and support around helping people understand that transition into the workplace. They've also put in place a hotline for if there are any concerns. So there's been some steps taken to, one, try and prevent it in the first place, and then two, put protections in so that people can raise issues if they strike them.
So, right, obviously for all those things to be put in place, there were issues, were there, raised around the vulnerability of interns?
Well, you're aware of the one that's been raised in relation to the two interns, the interns a few years ago at Russell McVeigh. Yes, and this was directly in response to that.
Is it your view that the law firm Russell McVeigh handled this properly? They investigated, two lawyers left, the police investigated, no charges, it's still open. How do you see the way they handled this?
Listen, I look at how they've handled it, and I hear the university say that the people they dealt with at Russell McVeigh were very responsive, seemed to care very deeply about the health and safety of the people that were affected. We know that they did then take steps, and two people left as a result of their investigation. They've said in the statement that they left. Well, that's the ultimate sanction that you can take in a partnership or in an employment sense. So in that regard, you've got to say they've acted on it. The extent to which the people affected feel that Russell McVeigh did the right thing, I don't know. I don't know.
Right. Is there anything else, and as you say, it's across all workplaces, isn't it? Anything else that can be done to better protect young females?
Well, I mean, we can talk about all the rules and procedures all we like, but what we really need to do is change the culture of some of our workplaces and ensure that everybody within the workplace is respected and dealt with respect. You don't start sexually harassing people if you properly respect them. And we also need to make sure that people understand what they can and can't do in a workplace. If they're in a workplace and they think they've been treated badly, then they need to be able to speak out. They need to know how to do that, and they need to be supported to do that. Likewise, if someone sees something going wrong in a workplace, they might need to speak up if the person who's the victim of it doesn't feel able to do so. So it's really the responsibility of everybody to raise awareness and then take steps when they see it.
Thank you very much. Catherine Beck, who is the president of the New Zealand Law Society. The Huddle with Code Blue.